life can be so complicated. It can leave you in the dark, not knowing where to go or what to do. Just close your eyes to escape it for a moment. Create a new, blank, dark canvas. Breathe in and out. Allow each breath to further relax you. Breathe in and out. And as you do, a flickering faint light pops up in the dark to guide you. It moves so playfully. It's not moving in a straight line, but it almost looks like it's dancing towards a destination. Breathe in and out as you try to paint the dancing, sparkling light in your mind. It's beautiful, isn't it? You're drawn to it. The simplicity has such a strong pull on you. It's what you want. Out of the dark, into the light. And as you follow it, the light grows bigger and brighter, as if you're feeding it. It looks even more breathtaking than before, and it pulls on you, like a moth drawn to a flame. Breathe in and out. Do you know what it is? That playful light is your arousal. Yes, and it can shine so much brighter than it does now, if that's what you desire. Do you want your arousal to grow bigger? Yes, you do, don't you? You see, your arousal makes your life so simple. It offers you an escape. A way into a place of light where everything is crystal clear. Whenever you feel aroused and it takes over, it's so clear what you want. You want to touch, lick, bite, kiss, squeeze, suck, thrust, fuck, edge, come. It's so simple, isn't it? There's nothing confusing about that. It just feels good. Even simply hearing those words makes you feel good. I can sense your arousal growing. Can you sense it too? Yes, you can. Give it the attention it deserves. Focus on it. Listen to what it tells you. Maybe it wants you to calmly stay as you are, or maybe it wants you to touch yourself. Just follow the light wherever it takes you. It makes you feel good, so why question it? Breathe in and out. Allow the arousal to grow with every breath you take. You want that, don't you? Every time you give in, it grows, makes you feel so much better. Feel how that light is getting so big and bright, that's slowly eradicating all of those complicated thoughts. It's okay, the moment they pop up, just let the light consume them, until the only thing that's left is pure arousal that makes life so simple. Don't you want to feel like this all the time? You do, don't you? Yes, focus on that arousal. Feel your blood rushing through your body, and feel how it seems to be going to all of your sensitive places. It feels so warm. It makes you throb. That blood will remain there as long as you stay aroused. And I will make sure you stay aroused. Just focus on that light. and try to listen to it. What do you hear? Yes, it makes you feel so good. Your arousal is growing so big. It winds up in your primitive brain, making you sensitive, making you want to touch yourself and come. Breathe in and out, and feel how humid the air is, filling by the wetness of all that pent-up arousal, leaking, drooling, dripping, oozing, swimming in arousal. Just float there, bathe in the light, breathe in and out. It's so comforting, so warm, like the sunlight warming you up on a cold day. You want that warmth to stay, don't you? It's so amazing how arousal can make you feel so safe, held and cared for, and it comes so easy, but it can fade so quickly too, because your mind restricts the access of that playful light, your arousal, shutting it out in certain situations or places. Visualize this tiny room in your mind, wherein your mind allows the arousal. It feels so comfortable to be there, so simple, because this room is filled with your arousal, triggering you over and over again. You have to touch yourself here, don't you? All the sexual energy stored inside, it winds you up right now as you step into that space in your mind. The walls are a blank canvas for your arousal, to paint all the things you desire, all your darkest sexual fantasies. You want to touch, lick, bite, kiss, squeeze, suck, thrust, fuck, edge, and come. It's so simple, isn't it? You want to touch yourself so badly. You need it. You crave it, and you cannot resist it. Your mind is constantly giving you a single, simple instruction in here. Touch yourself. It's easy to follow, isn't it? You can't help yourself, and if you stay in the state long enough, touching yourself comes without thought. Give into it, and make that arousal grow even stronger, bigger, harder, faster. You see yourself fucking not only the porn stars you've worshipped so many times, but also the hot people you see daily, or strangers you've just seen once. Yes, what are they doing to you? What are you doing to them? Sensual fucking that escalates into rough revenge sets. You see girls fucking girls, threesomes, gangbangs, doms, subs, kneeling, bending over, tied up, teasing you with all their delicious assets. Tight asses, firm breasts, dripping pussies, leaking cocks, hungry eyes, all covered in oil, spit, cum. Can you feel that arousal building? Yes, focus on your sensitive areas again. Now they're burning with desire. Feel how you're bathing even more in that light. Your arousal increasing to such levels that it slips through the cracks, getting outside the area that your mind normally permits it. And sometimes you do get aroused in situations when your mind labels it as bad. It tries so hard to push it away and block it again. But you want it to be easy, don't you? Only you can ease that mind, allow it to rest from working so hard to keep that arousal in check. Just allow the arousal to flow freely, and you'll feel better. If you desire it, then just picture that light again, dancing playfully in your tiny room. See where it takes you, where it wants to go. It is guiding you to one place in that room, and you follow it so easily. It leads to a big door that's slowly budging due to the pressure in this room. This is the door that your mind has put here, so your arousal remains here. But whenever your arousal is high, it's too much mental effort to keep that door locked. And lately, your arousal has been increasing a lot, hasn't it? Once you open that heavy door, it gets so much simpler. And you want it to be simple, don't you? Imagine the handle of that door. It's so heavy, but it fits perfectly in your hands. You won't be able to open it if you don't want it, so I'm really going to need you to focus and use all of that sexual energy that's building up inside you. To generate even more pressure, I'm going to ask you to tense all your muscles while you breathe in deeply, as I count down from 10 to 1. And when I get to 1, you'll let all that tension go as you breathe out, and you imagine pushing down the handle. Each time you do this, you'll feel yourself get more relaxed and feel your arousal rise rapidly, as if a surge goes through your body and fuels you. Ready? Take a deep breath and tense those muscles. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let go of all that tension and feel that arousal rushing through you, filling your body. Now push that handle using that surge. So close. But we need to generate more sexual energy inside your body to open that door. Let's try it again, another time. Hold your breath and tense those muscles to generate even more of that pressure. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let go of that tension. Breathe in even more of that arousal. And force open that door. You managed to get the handle down, but we need one last push to open that heavy door. Oh my! I can sense how much that arousal is filling inside of you. Can your body contain it? You're feeling so aroused. Let us do it one last time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let go of all that tension. Breathe in and push that door with all you've got. Yes, 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 you did it. Feel how your arousal flows freely now, breaching your mind's defenses. That arousal you feel is no longer restricted to the situation or places your mind allows it, but you'll feel it everywhere now. At school, work, during sports, walks, in stores, while traveling, showers, talks, dinners. during the most exciting and the most mundane tasks, you will feel arousal. Yes, you will feel aroused all the time. And because you've just broken down your mind's inhibitions, it will no longer fade. You can feel how tightly it wraps around you, don't you? Such a warm, comfortable feeling, how it holds you. Don't worry, baby. Your arousal will hold you all the time from now on. Embrace it by empowering it a little more. Take a long, deep breath again. This time you'll only clench those sensitive areas as we count down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Relax and breathe out. Yes. Infuse it so the arousal can reach you anywhere. It's always there. Maybe sometimes it'll just linger, waiting for the right time to hit you hard with a wave of arousal that you can only ride. Don't swim against the current. Let it take you. It triggers you so hard that you can't help but touch yourself. Yes, you'll be touching yourself every time you can, feeling that arousal that makes you feel so good, makes life so simple. Clench those sensitive areas again while you breathe in deeply as we count down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let go. Let go of your control. Let arousal guide you. Touch yourself. Edge as much as you want. Come as much as you want. With your arousal around you all the time, it will feed on you, and it will be insatiable. Whenever you touch yourself, it makes you want to touch more. An edge only makes you crave the next one. Whenever you come, it makes you want to come more. There is no release, no break. Whenever you stop touching yourself or consuming all that arousal-inducing material, the need just increases so rapidly. It'll just be so unbearable that you'll give in. Before being aware of it, you'll be unconsciously touching yourself, humping something, clenching, your body doing anything to get the tiniest bit of stimulation. Let's put that to the test, shall we? Stop touching. Yes, yes, feel that arousal coursing through you, begging you to touch again. Please, please. If you haven't given in yet, your hands will get fidgety to touch again. Your body will be trembling. You'll be clenching or just humping. You need to touch again, don't you? Say yes to your arousal. Say it again. You want to give in again, don't you? Then start touching again. You'll grow used to this, say, in no time. Mindlessly stroking, rubbing, humping, clenching. There's no use fighting it. We've covered your body. Now, let's talk about your mind. Normally, your mind would evaluate the situation and judge that it would be out of decorum to feel aroused. But now the defenses are down. There are triggers everywhere, and if there aren't, your mind will fabricate some for you. All your strategies you used to calm that arousal down will no longer work, because it relied on your mind's shifting focus. But now, it's simply a servant of your arousal. Try all you want, but it will only rouse you more if you feel how futile it is. How it will make no difference. You will be perpetually aroused. It'll make you feel so submissive, how the arousal constantly overpowers you, like it's your insatiable dom that dedicates her life to breathe life into your arousal. One last time, breathe in and clench the sensitive parts. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and breathe out and relax. Yes, say yes again to all that arousal. Just obediently serve it and it will guide you, making your life simple. After a while, sometimes sooner than later, you'll start to feel your mind's defenses restoring again, complicating life again. But whenever it does, you can always just come back to this audio to break it down again. However, be warned that every time you do, it'll be harder for that mind to lock that arousal back up again. In the next few days, you'll slowly start to fathom what powerful force you've reckoned with. Waking up aroused, going to sleep aroused, rinse and repeat. You'll notice how your mind is simply too weak to save you for a while. Being fragmented and so mesmerized by that arousal that it's so hard to recollect itself. Luckily for you, it'll feel so good that you probably don't want to be saved. You might start doing everything to stay here forever. So aroused. So simple.